All right, we're back. Again, at an undisclosed location, so I apologize for the Spotify right into the microphone for Joker and the Thief. But, Quinn, how do you feel? I think Joker and the Thief could replace Thunderstruck as the intro music.
Maybe, but if we're going to start there, like, that's a serious topic.
Yeah.
I think they need to change it.
I think so, too, but I think there's too much of the fan base that are connected to Thunderstruck, and that's not a negative thing. Like, there's obviously a lot of good feelings tied to that song.
If they were connected to it, they would be there,
show
to,
up.
Be there to watch the entrance. Starting out hot, I guess. Here we go.
Yeah, you know, I think, like, every episode I throw something out for people to respond, and I very rarely get responses, but I do want to know what people's feelings are of the intro music. Like, is it time for a change, or are we just going to roll with Thunderstruck until, like, our licensing with AC/DC runs out?
Yeah, I don't know. I threw it out last year. I thought it would have been cool to – I mean, there was a 0% chance happening. I said they should have wrote a check to AC/DC to do it at US Bank to start the season. Because that would have been a perfect way to just – because, like, you just have to never do it again.
Yeah, just go out on top of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I love Thunderstruck. I think it doesn't have a meaning. I mean, it's just a cool entrance.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
It's a thundering herd.
And it was cool because we won for all those years.
Yeah.
Like, if we just sucked, that shit wouldn't be very cool. It'd be kind
of
lame.
Do you think with the turning of the page with the new era of Polisek, we might see something different?
Yeah, I hope he just comes out with
Polisek's, like, the type of dude, like, he just,
I hope he just, like, there's, like, it's like Sober from Tool.
Walk. That would be sick.
Walk,
actually.
Pantera.
Every light goes off and he just walks out in silence.
Yeah. Hell yeah. No, I don't know what he's gonna do, honestly. Cause, like, the one thing I like about it is that, I don't know. Cause sometimes it feels a little lame, but, like, before big games it feels pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I do think having a song that is, like, synonymous with the program is better than just switching it up every year and just having whatever, like, a cool rap song is. Because one or two times would I love to see them with a sick hype video behind them come out to, what's the Metro Boomin song? The Superheroes?
Yeah.
But, like, everyone's probably done that before.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But, I don't know. I think they could – here's an actual one. I think they could get a new one or just get rid of the helmet. Inflatable helmet doesn't do it for me anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've been to Vikings games now, and, like, I think every team does this. They just have, like, a bunch of, like, smoke machines and, like, lights. Like, if they had, like, more of, like, a club-themed entrance where it's, like, lights are going everywhere.
Like Frisco. I don't think we ran out of a helmet in Frisco.
No, we didn't.
Ran out of a ton.
So, like, something like that even would be a little bit more. Yeah, because I don't necessarily think it's the song. I think it's, I don't know. The helmet feels a little old to me, that helmet might be the original helmet they've been running out of since they've started it.
The problem is not the song, and that is evidenced by the fact that there are many stadiums and many colleges across the country that have, like, all-time great intros, but are still using songs from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Like, if Virginia Tech ever goes away from Enter Sandman, then, like, that entire thing completely loses its juice.
Yeah.
If Camp Randall doesn't play Jump Around, then, like, okay, well, why are we even doing it?
Yeah, what are the other ones? I'm trying to think.
Alabama sings Dixieland Delight.
Yeah.
Stole It From Us. Did you see everybody at SCSU singing If You're Gonna Play in Texas?
They did it last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
We did it for 12 years before.
I know. I wonder, because it was never in Frisco before, so we had to have started that, right?
I'd imagine so.
Someone can fact check me. I really don't care. But
that is such a flex. And, like, imagine your football career ending in the semifinals in the Dome, and they're just playing
On Your Grave.
Yeah.
And we, like, NDSU did it for, like, 9 years
and, like,
in a row.
And, like, Aaron Seidel is playing an air banjo in front of your face.
Cody's
playing an actual
last
violin.
Year played an actual
fiddle.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know. The song it's not a touchy topic, but, like, with some people, they're, because it is synonymous with winning here.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Like, if we wouldn't have won games the last 12 years like they had, would it still be the entrance? than what they've switched up before. Delabar, my high school coach, showed me their entrance back in like 2003. Mm-hmm. It was actually cool.
Yeah.
It was like, it looked like tech, the video, the intro video looked kind of like techie almost, sure. like futuristic.
Yeah.
But like 2000 to 2003, that was kind of the time where things like looked like that.
Yeah.
And now it's like we've almost reverted back to like, not reverted back, but they basically just play the hits. Like there's wheat on the screen. Yep. There's bison running the field.
They should. I understand the undertaking that it is to like to do what I'm about to
redo all of it.
I understand that it's a lot of work.
Also, they do in person, not on TV, not shown on TV, but in person they play like a rap music hype. Hype up to
and
the
then
entrance,
start Thunderstruck.
And then Thunderstruck starts. Yeah,
I think if they did like specified videos for each week, like an STSU video
yeah.
of like us beating them and the greatest hits, or like a you and I rivalry video,
yeah.
I think that'd be sweet, getting people engaged. It's just little stuff, but the intro does feel like it's lost a little bit of its juice until you're in there for a quarterfinal or a semifinal game, and then
right.
you're like, all right, I'm all the way back in.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what I'm like. Yeah, you can just. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, Thunderstruck, you should just play it, like, once playoffs start.
Yeah.
Imagine that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should, like, save the sanctity of
it
and just drop
playoffs.
It. Yeah.
Not even regular season SDSU.
Yeah.
Make it an only playoffs thing. Yeah. Then it becomes, like, first time you hear it in, like, a year, and it's week 12, second round of the playoffs, and you're, you know, hosting some team. Like, yeah, that would make it crazy for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what else they would play. Like, let's say they have the mindset, we're just going to pick the next song.
Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah, it would be something like that.
Thanks for not saying that.
You're
I don't have the censor button.
You're welcome. Yeah, I don't know what else they'd play. It almost have to be like a rap song. They couldn't do another like 80s rock.
How do you think a rap song would go over for this crowd?
Who cares?
I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah. Who cares? Do you think? I'm sure Alabama comes out to like a future song. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea, though. Thunderstruck, that was the song playing when Rodgers ran out with the flag on 9/11 this year. So
it's not very original because he did it for something, but. Stapleton covering In the Air Tonight is pretty fire.
Dude, that
In the Air Tonight's a great
the Monday night it's the Monday night yeah. football song this year. And it's yeah. so good. That yeah. makes Monday Night Football feel like huge when
yeah.
they play that song.
And then the NFL sucks. So
God, it's been rough.
Yeah.
This has been a perfect year where like there's been so many games where you just have to like force yourself to watch. As much of as you can.
This is a real test like, of who's a football guy this
year. Yeah, because then you're like, hey, we have 7 more weeks of football,
yep.
and then it's just nothing till the second week of September.
I heard Big Cat talking about like he's ready for the playoffs, and I'm like, dude, say this in the middle of March.
Yeah.
I guess he won't care. It's basketball season, but like April. We're going to be begging for football.
Yeah.
I am every year. And now like NDSU football, I'm going to be like chomping at the bit to get it going next year.
Yeah.
This is a call to all national recording artists then. Like, there is a void and an opening and an opportunity for you to make something fire for NDSU to walk out to. Because there's not a lot of great, like, unique original options, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. You're saying it would be someone to create something?
Yeah. But it can't be, like, just Bison either. Because, like, that's a little corny, too.
I want the Kevin James at the beginning from the NASCAR video.
Ladies and gentlemen, yo.
Yeah, I want that. It takes too long because the intro's so long for it, but there is a video on YouTube of that and him introing that, and it goes into Superhero from
yeah.
Metro Boomin.
It's incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was just going through my phone. I have terrible music. Like, good
yeah.
music for me to general person, terrible music. Like, I don't have that great a taste in music.
What do we have
I told
to pay?
You and Jax this. Like, I only like music that goes, like, so hardcore, whether it's rap or rock.
Yeah.
Or I want music that, like, puts me on the verge of tears.
What do we have to pay to keep Scott Stapp on retainer to come play higher every week?
a million dollars a minute.
All right. I know we hyped up the Green and the Gold Collective last week, but that money needs to go to Scott Stapp.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, like, if I anything off the top of my playlist, that would be good. I think SDSU comes out to Seven Nation Army.
Oh,
that's not a bad one.
No. But and, like, here's the thing. Like, there are teams around the country for sure that come out to Thunderstruck. It's not like it's a super unique, you know what I mean? It's not like it's a unique thing that only we do. But
I think.
Do you think Marshall does it?
Yeah, probably.
Because they're
the Thundering Herd. Thundering Herd. I think it has to be a mix of music and, like, clips from, like, motivational. Not motivational, but, like.
Yeah.
Just clips that go hard.
Yeah.
You know? That would get me juiced.
So we get Kevin James at the beginning. Andrew Tate in the background throughout.
Not what I'm saying.
And then.
Homelander.
Oh, and then Aldean. Small Town.
Oh, my God.
I just made the perfect intro song.
I'm deleting this part of the podcast. Try that in a small town. What a great song.
God. I just made the perfect intro.
For you?
Yeah.
I should play that every time you walk into the office now.
I don't even know how that song goes. I don't know if I actually listened to the song. I think I just saw so many like clips on Twitter and tweets about it that I just kind of like got the point. Like I didn't need to go listen to it.
I think a mix of
I saw so many like Facebook clippings of like the YouTube classic old person move.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go on YouTube to share the, and press share underneath the video and go on Facebook. They copied and pasted URL.
Yeah.
Went to another tab, put it at the bottom. So like the preview didn't even show up. You just had to click on it. But it was just like them sharing the URL and just saying, yup.
I do.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, of course. I think you could work in Garth Brooks' Thunder Rolls if you play it with the right other clips.
This is when I insert the who's the guy in The Hangover that jumps out of the trunk?
Ken Jeong.
That is he in Community where he goes?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I'm just not a country fan either, so that's another thing.
Yeah, that song's fire though.
Yeah.
I think we've come to the conclusion that something at least freshen it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think they will.
Do you think Helmet needs to go? Is that too corny now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes. I thought we were just going to uniforms and get rid of the gold helmet. Yeah, helmet needs to go. Just make it like make it look new in there. Yeah. Like the guys don't need a helmet. Like it's not like you're going to hide them. It's not like it's cool. I don't know. Like I feel like the helmet was very cool. And I still like the helmet idea.
Yeah.
Because like
you have to run out of something.
Yeah, you pop out of the face mask, I guess, whatever. But like it'd still be cool if they just ran out of like smoke into like, what are those called? Like strobe lights.
Make a giant animatronic bison that breathes the smoke.
Yeah.
And then.
That's what they. Okay, honestly, yeah. They should have like a. Not taxidermy because it doesn't need to be live, but they should have like a big metal bison that like. Ah!
I hate you so much.
Stamp that.
Okay, 1422.
All right, we're back. I dropped a big ol' F-bomb.
Yeah. It's like, that was like.
I was getting pumped up about it.
Yeah.
That just blows smoke out of everything, like every corner. Like, yeah.
You could tie it in, like, make it as 90s Bulls, like, make it a show.
Yeah.
With, like you said, the smoke. Blow fireworks off. Strobe lights.
Could they do
fireworks.
Could they do fireworks?
I think they do.
Well, they do the things from the top, but.
Yeah. But Montana State's intro is incredible.
What is it?
They just have, like, giant open flames behind wherever
That works, too.
Wherever they run out.
And it's cool because we can make the building dark.
Yeah.
So it looks way. Any lights, flame, smoke thing you do in the dome will look way cooler than anyone that does it outside.
This is.
I feel like it's an easy fix.
This is a very inconsequential conversation, but it does.
Yeah, because nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, it matters to me, too. Yeah.
Yes.
But I think they should cut loose a live bison. And then if you catch it, you get to keep it.
Yeah.
Like, I get why Ralphie works for Colorado, because they can, like, run him loose.
yeah,
and then right into another tunnel. But if he's just locked in a big pen, he's jumping like eight rows deep.
Would be cool to get a live animal in there somehow, but.
Well, there's only one animal that works. Or we just let an animal that corresponds to the other team's mascot.
And we kill it.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't think we're going to get whatever. That's like when the Tuskas like tried to chase down and kill a rabbit after a random lift one day.
Yeah, I mean, that's just Tuskas.
I don't know if you were there or not. I might have been a freshman.
That's just Tuskas being Tuskas.
It was D-line. I think it was my freshman year of fall camp. Like a weekend, probably.
Yeah.
It was Jared and Derek, and they just saw a rabbit. Yeah, it's bad.
Shout out to your wife. gave us a Twinkies flavored iced latte.
Yeah.
It's poor.
Coming from two fat guys.
It's poor.
Too sweet.
Yeah. Would have hit in like eighth grade, though.
Yeah. But yeah, they just, I think Jared was like, Derek, there's a rabbit. And they cornered it. Like behind the big dumpster and tried to kill it, but it got away. But
so we had our first encounter with that. I have Frankie, the logo on the Big Deck labels. He's three-quarter Frenchy, quarter Old English. And me and Julia were walking them, him and Lenny, last week or a couple weeks ago. And Frankie caught a rabbit and did what dogs do with rabbits that they catch. And it was a full-blown meltdown situation. It was not good.
Yeah, Barkley did that this summer.
Yeah.
And Kendra, like, wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
She was just horrified that he could do that. I'm like, well, that's just like, I think some things just kick in. Like,
yeah, of course.
You know Barkley. Barkley's like the dumbest dog, like no brain, just like people.
Yeah.
Baby. Like, he just has no thoughts and he's pretty harmless. I just think when a rabbit gets around a dog, it's like a dog in the 1800s.
I need to catch that and kill that to live right now.
Yeah.
Julia gave him the silent treatment for the night.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I didn't think my dog could catch a rabbit. So I'm
kind of proud.
I'm proud of him.
Also, when Barkley in our backyard attacked, we have turkeys that go through our yard every morning.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Like this group of probably like 6 to 8 turkeys just like walk through the neighborhood. And he attacked one. The mother turkey sat on fence staring at our lawn for an entire day.
Dude, turkeys are badass.
Yeah.
They'll get after him.
She's pissed.
Them and geese. Geese do not mess around. We have the, like North Moorhead, you're going to get the turkey problem.
Don't call it North Moorhead.
You're in North Moorhead. But, around this area, we have like manufactured lakes in our neighborhood. So we get the geese and ducks and like the dogs try to chase after
them. And the poop.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know that they would mess you up, right?
Yeah.
If they really wanted to.
Yeah.
Dude, they're scary. They start hissing.
Yeah. I don't like birds.
Mm-mm. Especially if you ever do that like dumb joke.
Especially the real ones.
The birds aren't real. Yeah. Okay. I was waiting for that.
There's some of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got in more ways than one into a lot of conspiracy Twitter last night. So fun.
How late were you up?
Not that late. No. I did it pretty early. I like to do the conspiracy Twitter when I'm rocking Lenny to sleep.
Lenny's sleeping normal now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He started napping in crib, too.
Shout out Leonard, man.
Yeah.
I mean, most of the conspiracy stuff I just shake off, but some of it, when it does catch my interest, I'm like, locked in on
95%
this.
Of the time, it's just like a laugh. And then I scroll a little bit into it just to read the comments. I'm like, people are crazy. And then there's always one. There's like one probably once every couple of days where you're like, huh. And you do a little more scrolling, and then you go to Safari, and then you like click on it, and then you go to YouTube.
Yeah.
And then it's like, art.
The big one is when you're on TikTok, and it's like, look up Operation so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
Or Operation blank.
TikToks are great for conspiracies because they can just give you like a 2-minute video and you're like, you think you've discovered a whole new part of the world.
I'm glad I have the media literacy I do, because sometimes I just look at stuff online. I'm like, that's crazy. And then I'm like, people can lie on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
The NFL and the sports ones are even crazier. Like, have you seen the one about like the last 5 Super Bowls, the colors in the Super Bowl logo correspond to the teams that play in it.
Very good.
It's like, why?
Love that one.
Yeah. Like, and what?
So we're either getting the Niners
and Ravens.
Ravens or Vikings Chiefs.
I was going to say,
No, that's a good one too.
Speaking of,
wait, just speaking of NFL, I'm mad. I spent 5 years on the NDSU team.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew I could just walk to the middle of the field and be a captain.
Apparently, you can.
Every home game, I'm from North Dakota.
Yeah, right.
Coaches must have forgot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad that I didn't know that.
Me and you should have rolled out there every game.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Me, you, Ty Brooks, John Gores now.
Kubis.
Yeah.
Cars, Cordell.
Was anybody else on the team from Fargo?
Can't remember now.
Yeah. Definitely no private school kids.
Cava's technically Morehead, so.
That's true.
He's out.
He loved getting in the Indy
Bison
pictures.
Figure out if he's been in North Dakota pictures when they take him in Frisco.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Yes, he is.
That's a problem. Big problem.
Yeah. That's your boy. Don't say that.
Yeah.
His best friend, Cody, who's not listening, will probably send this to him. So,
what else do we got? Oh.
Cordell.
We got our first. Well, yeah. We have Cordell, Cars, Kubis. We have some guys. Just speaking quickly of the team, have our first starter. Well, I don't know, because Lippy was technically a starter, right?
I think so.
He played, like, the blocking role, the perimeter ram role.
Yeah.
So, second starter that entered the portal, Javi.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, dude, happy for him. Like, he's going to
feel like he just did what he, like, what else do you want to do here? In, like, the age of transfer portal,
yeah.
Like, you have 1 year, and, like, obviously tampering, whatever. If you have a good feeling that you're going to get an FBS offer, then, yeah, do it.
Yeah, he played five. He fulfilled his commitment to NDSU. He played here for 5 years and got a degree.
Graduated, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else you can.
That's always been the case, and like Entz always said that, Entz said that every time.
Yeah,
because I think the big one during Entz's time was Jabril.
Yeah,
because obviously he recruited Jabril. He loved Jabril. Like, but I think Entz was even like, I mean, got an offer to go to LSU, so I think you take it if you get an offer to go to LSU the year after they go like are like a top five. Top 10, top 5, whoever you talk to, college team ever.
If Jabril was 3 years younger than he was, he would have gotten such a bag in NIL.
Yeah. Oh. One of the biggest, like, FCS to FBS.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I know Michigan wanted him bad, too.
Yeah.
LSU. He was down to a pretty impressive top four.
I think it was them, too. And I want to say Clemson.
Sure. I believe it.
I think it was an orange team. That's what I remember. I think there was orange in there.
That's how bad our memory is getting.
It might have been Miami. I think it was actually Miami.
That'd have been so sick.
Yeah, so cool. Even though they were terrible.
Yeah.
Not that LSU was great, but like Miami was really in it.
Because he came off of the year from Burrow, right?
Yes.
He played for Coach O? Yes.
Yes, and Coach Bo.
Coach who?
Pelini. He was the D coordinator that year.
Yeah, that's right.
They were not good, but that was their last year. That was Coach O's last year. He was gone.
Yeah, that was when he got his payout, and he's like, what time you want me out?
Which door do you want me to walk out of?
What door you want me out of? Yeah. King.
Coaches that are honest about the money thing is so funny.
Yeah, of course.
Like, oh, dude, I haven't been watching it. I think it's depending on how the Dolphins finish the year, I think it's a great right after the season watch for when I'm missing football. But the in-season Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
The clips of McDaniel coming out, so funny.
He seems like the man.
And I was going to bring it up last week. The accountability, when he like said, like, he was calling guys out when they got killed by calling himself out. Because, like, the Tua thing, he was just like, and I have a quarterback trying to overcompensate for me being a dumbass.
Right.
By him also being a dumbass. Like, that's, like, the best way to, like, tell somebody to play better. Because, like, you're telling them, like, yeah, you messed up, but, like, I know I messed up.
Yeah.
But he did that for like 10 guys. And I'm like, yeah, this is sick.
Yeah.
And then he just ended by like, okay, let's just go practice. And then like the most recent one from this week's episode was he like looks at some assistant and he's like, I think I'm going to go start some shit today. And he just went over to every position group. So like O-line, he's like, first of all, the O-line coach's name is Butch.
That rocks.
So good.
Yeah.
He was like, Butch. Whoever the D-line coach said that you look soft coming in today. Said you weren't ready to practice today. Said the whole group wasn't ready to practice today.
And
then he like went over to the DBs and he was like, I told Jalen and Tyreek. He's like, I told those guys that they both told me that they're just going to, because, like, he talks like I just did there.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of just fumbles words, but at the end, he's like, they're just going to cook you all day.
Yeah.
Jalen, talking to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't guard either of these guys. Like, he's like an instigator as a coach.
Did you see that? Him like screaming at Dan Marino?
Yeah.
We're breaking your records, Dan.
F you, Dan. Yeah. We're breaking your effing records,
screaming
Dan.
At Dan Marino.
So funny.
Yeah.
His pulled up pants.
Oh, and it's like four sizes too big, off-white Air Forces.
And then like the money thing, because people were mad about the watch to start the year last year, and then like the shades. And they were like, you should, or something about like hiding money. He's like, I'm not trying to hide the money. He's like, I was a ball boy.
Yeah.
He's like, my mom's boyfriend was like basically a GA for the Lions, like, or whoever,
Broncos.
Cardinals, Broncos,
yeah,
like sleeping on couches. And he's like, and then I would basically sneak in to be a ball boy.
Yeah.
He's just like, and I've just been in an NFL building ever since.
Dude,
he's like, I'm not trying to hide it.
You're also, what is he, 40 maybe?
Probably late 30s.
Head coach in the NFL in Miami. I'm going to be the coolest dude ever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it would look lame if you were trying, like, dressing like Bill Belichick in Miami.
Imagine, like, being Jack Del Rio.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah. Even, like, Doug Marone with the Jags.
Wasn't Adam Gase down there? They had a bunch of non-cool coaches.
Yeah, Adam
Flores
Gase.
Was cool.
Adam Gase has never looked cool.
No.
He looks like one of the memes on Twitter. I'm trying to think. Can't remember, but. He looks like a meme.
Brian Flores is going to be a head coach, I think, next year. He's a nasty boy on defense.
Yeah, I think I said, like, the God-tier coaches that I don't think the Chargers will go after are Belichick, Harbaugh. I think the best candidate that's in the realistic category is Flores.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Because he's like young Belichick. He's insane like him.
Yeah. He is a Belichick disciple, correct?
Was he?
Yeah, I think he went from Patriots to Miami header.
Wasn't he with the Steelers at one point?
After Miami incident.
Oh, okay, and then he went to the Vikes.
After the Miami firing / Stephen Ross was telling me to lose games.
Yeah.
That whole collusion thing happened. He would bench Tua for 2-minute drives to put in Fitzmagic.
Bro, Bill Belichick blew that whole thing up.
Yeah.
With the whole lawsuit. Do you remember that?
No.
He texted when Brian Daboll got the Giants job.
Oh, that's right.
He meant to text Daboll, but he texted Brian Flores.
That's right.
Before Flores even got interviewed.
Yeah, he definitely accidentally did that.
He did that on purpose.
I know.
That's so funny.
He's the best.
Yeah.
He's going to look great in powder blue.
He's going to be a great media analyst.
I told Kenley, like, Ross called me this morning. He just said, like, who do you want, like, Bill or Harbaugh the most? I said, Bill would be the coolest just because it's one of the greatest coaches of all time has chosen to come coach your favorite football team.
The problem is he's the worst GM of all time.
Harbaugh would be the most fun to watch because I think he could actually like make them, I don't know. I think Harbaugh would, him and John obviously are brothers, but like they're so similar in a way to where it might take a few years, but at some point, I know the Chargers are cursed, and if he was the coach, maybe they go 7-9, but I think he would still change it to where, like, the defense is good, offense is, like, patchy. Because, dude, did you hear one of the Baltimore players after the Niners game? It was one of the linebackers, I think. I think it was Patrick Queen or Raquan Smith. It was one of the defensive players. He said, he's like, everyone's trying to play basketball out here.
Yeah.
He's like, you can go ahead, but we ain't playing basketball. But that's just part of the Ravens.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much different.
I texted you that. Like, they are trying. There's 11 dudes on the ball, and they hit people every play. People can say whatever they want.
And they're doing it with guys that are, like the Ravens are, like, their fifth team.
Yeah, bro.
Like,
Clowney
their DNs right
Clowney
now.
Clowney had four sacks Sunday night.
Their DNs right now are Kyle Van Noy and Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
And, like, I like both those players.
Yeah.
But, like, they're, like, those are your starting two DNs on the best defense in the NFL currently.
Van Noy had 7 tubs this year.
Yeah.
With 2 weeks left.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But it is also kind of proving that, like, you need to have off-the-ball linebackers that can do both in the NFL.
Thule.
because Roquan and Patrick Queen are both nasty.
Oh.
Kyle yeah. Hamilton's hurt, isn't he?
Kind of.
I didn't see anything about he didn't.
He's also on the non-white or non-black team.
Yeah, he's on your team.
Yeah.
Pacific Islander.
Pacific Islander slash. Okay, so here's.
This or is he the, Korean?
Yeah.
He's Korean, yeah.
But that's why he was non-white, non-black. Can that team also just have the mix?
Of what?
White and black.
No.
Can we have the white slash blacks and the Samoans?
This feels problematic, and I don't want to go any farther.
No, it's not problematic. It's been on the internet everywhere.
No, it's white, black. AAPI is what Mina Kimes did with Young Weku. It was actually funny if you haven't seen that. They drafted a team, which is Asian American Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
And then do biracial people get to just be on their own team?
They're part of AAPI, in my mind.
Feels unfair.
Because then we'd get Patrick Mahomes. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, automatically, no receivers. Like, no tight ends.
Right.
No running back. Like, I don't know if there's a Samoan running, but there's definitely not, like, a Islander running back.
I'm going to find it.
Charbonnet is. Yeah. He's an Islander running back.
I'm going to find it, because she actually had a good list of people that are... But your DBs? Defensive line is going to be a problem.
Like, in a good way.
To deal with.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the DBs, yeah.
Yeah. This quickly got turned into an all-time argument. So, like, obviously, whites are out.
Yeah.
All-time argument. If you give me a D-line that just has Vita Vea and Haloti Ngata as your two D-tackles, they might win every game.
You're not moving anybody.
No. That's 700. That's 700 pounds.
Haloti Ngata gets lost in the. He'll never be a Hall of Famer.
Dude, he was so good.
But was one of the best football players.
He was like Justin Smith with the Niners.
Yeah,
like they played at the same time.
Yeah,
just like dudes that like you saw on screen, and you're just like, holy shit.
There's
like,
a.
How do they ever get pushed? And they didn't. That's the thing.
Yeah,
they just didn't.
Well, I think him and Calais Campbell were on the same Ravens team at one point. That's horrifying.
That would have been like way, way at the end of Haloti's career if they did cross paths.
Because Haloti Ngata was a Lion too.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Here's the NFL All AAPI team from Mina Kimes.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray and Tua.
Wait. What's Kyler?
I think he's Korean as well.
Interesting. Okay.
Sam Howell. Also.
So he's our practice squad guy.
Josh Jacobs.
Ooh.
Tyler Allgeier, okay. Jalen Warren, and Zach Charbonnet.
Jalen Warren.
Puka Nacua, Juju.
Oh, I forgot Juju is. Yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, Khalif Raymond, John Mechie, and Andre Iasovas.
Ugh.
Brevin Jordan, Devin Asiasi. Jordan Mailata, Ronnie Stanley, Isaac Siamalu, Hal Vaitai, and Penei Sewell.
Yeah,
dude, that was pretty good pronunciation by me.
Not bad. We're running the ball every time.
Yeah.
And
throwing it to Penei.
Yeah. Because, like, we're just in. Okay, we're just going to be in 22 purse the entire time. Because the only people I want out there are Juju and Puka.
Yeah.
No one else really.
And just you're running duo every play.
Yeah.
Robert Saleh, Sean Desai, and Marcus Freeman as your coaches.
Sean Desai just got benched.
DeForest Buckner and Vita Vea and Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
That's a problem on the D-line. Edge, you have Thule, our king.
Caden, they took Thule?
Thule, yeah.
Nice.
Caden Ellis, AJ Espinosa, and Kyle Van Noy.
Okay, so edges are thin.
Good.
But thin.
Frankie Louvu, Marte Mapu, and Jalani Tavai. At linebackers are a problem.
Yeah.
Taylor Rapp, Cam Bynum, Talanoa Hufanga, Alohi Gilman.
That's pretty good for a secondary.
Hufanga's he's a stud, dude.
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton in the slot, Jordan Poyer and Julian Blackman at corner, Young Weku at kicker.
Oh, dude. Yeah, secondary's fine. So our biggest problem is edge and linebacker overall on the team.
Yeah.
And receiver.
That's a good team, though.
It's not a bad team.
Yeah.
Still think we get light skins.
The thing is, that D-line and O-line will just hurt everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I still want to make an argument that the mixed race between black and whites also belong on AAPI. But Bwapi.
I don't like it. Bwapi. They should be on their own team.
Hashtag Bwapi.
No.
So you want the mix white and blacks to have their own team. So it's yes. like a four-round robin.
Tournament.
I think AAPI could beat the whites. I say that, but there's some stinky, like the stinkiest of stink offensive linemen. McCaffrey. Pick quarterback.
Like dirty, stinky, nasty online.
Yeah. Edge, you got the Bosas, and if they're playing the black team.
And we're going to skip over that. Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, yeah. But they don't have any D tackles.
Harrison Phillips.
They don't have any D tackles.
There's another one. God, who is he?
I don't know. But,
oh, dude, our boy. The Boise
John Ridgeway.
No, not John Ridgeway, but also, yeah.
Scott Matlock.
Scott Matlock, my king.
He just looks like Fat Max Crosby, which Morgan I appreciate.
Fox, Morgan Fox is white, too.
Dude, Morgan Fox has put together one of the more solid, like, three-year runs.
There was a game this year where I watched him have, like, four sacks.
Yeah, he's
what is going on?
He is, like, the classic sneaky good.
Yeah.
Because I think he's only played for the Rams and Chargers.
Yep.
I think he's on, like, year six or seven.
We cut Sebastian Joseph Day.
Yeah, he went to the Niners.
That was
a weird move.
The Chargers have real cap problems.
Yeah, and I was all...
You have to trade Khalil Mack.
No,
you
have to trade Joey.
You have to trade both of them.
But I'd rather trade Khalil.
Trade Joey, sell high on Khalil, because he's not doing what he did this year, next year. Sell high on Khalil, and then rush Thule and draft another edge this year.
They're going to keep one of them. That's the thing. And I've had... Appreciate Joey for 6 years. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm done with a lot of the guys.
Especially because
this is a very funny like NFL fan. Like, I'm done with these guys.
He broke his hand punching a wall. Apparently.
Yeah, I think he's done with the Chargers too. Like,
good. See you later. Trade him for Nick.
Because
straight up,
Ross was saying like, yeah, I mean, offense. You guys don't have that big of offense is a bigger problem than the defense.
Need a right tackle
because the defense at least have players in enough spot to where Belichick or someone can walk in there and put them at 12 to 15 range next year as a defense. Like, they could be fixable moderately within a year.
Bro, that we don't even need 12 to 15. If we have a median, like, 15, number 16. 16
yeah.
defense.
The offense.
Justin Herbert would have, like, an 80% career winning percentage.
Eckler gone.
Good.
I think we're going to opt out of Mike.
Mike Will's gone.
Which hurts, because I actually like Mike
I
a
like
lot.
Mike Will too.
But I think they're going to opt out of that.
Do we sell on Keenan? That one's going to really hurt.
I don't think they do, because I think Keenan was... I
think
know.
They need him.
It depends who the next coach is.
Yeah.
If there's a coach, if we hire a no-namer, if we hire Shane Waldron,
he's out of here.
Keenan's going to ask. But if Belichick walks in, there's no way Belichick wants Keenan to leave.
I was talking to.
So
Shakar.
Then we'd have Keenan, Josh. At this point, it's already he who shall not be named, QJ. Like,
yeah. He stinks bad.
God, you're just kind of running back receivers.
Yeah. We need one.
They need to draft one so bad. Yeah.
You see Keenan follow Zay Flowers, but not Quentin on Instagram?
So funny. I love Gerald Everett. Keep him a Charger. I don't care that he's old.
He's a bulldog.
Yeah.
I love Gerald.
And then running back is a bit of – because even Josh Kelly.
Draft somebody.
I think this is year four.
Yeah.
Or year three. So he's getting older.
Is he a UCLA guy?
Yeah.
Draft somebody.
Him and Palmer both were.
In the fifth round. Draft a right tackle, please, for the love of God.
Oh, dude, the O-line is the biggest issue forever.
Zion Johnson whiff. Jamari Salyer can be good.
Yeah, I have way less of an issue with Jamari.
Oh, we're getting rid of Corey Linsley, too.
Yeah.
That'll be cap room.
Cap.
I imagine we can restructure Derwin somehow.
I don't want to ever see Mike Davis again.
He's bad.
He's been bad for a couple years. He's lived off of,
and by Casey Hayward.
I appreciate the hustle. He's lived off of, there's one game against the Chiefs where he shut Tyreek down somehow.
Yeah.
Because I think he's fast on a straight line, or he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he has just lived off that game and gotten like another like 1 year deal after 1 year deal. But
Is Alohi Gilman him?
Alohi's actually very good.
He's good.
I need something with Derwin. I don't know what has happened.
I think he's just frustrated.
I think it's a Staley problem. I think it was a Staley problem.
He's frustrated with the team.
So he'll be revamped to those two next year.
We got to not talk Derwin about the Chargers to like 230 anymore. And he can play linebacker.
Yeah,
that'd be
cool.
Be sick.
And then corner will just always be an issue. But
I don't care. I don't need a top 10 defense.
Yeah.
I just need one that isn't 32nd.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's funny I'm like on Chargers Twitter. So I watched them just from like an outside of them beefing with the Dolphins every week.
I know. That's so funny. it's such a weird rivalry.
They both just trash on each other's quarterbacks. Yeah. And it's like,
I will always like, there is a part of me, even if Tua would have been bad, there's always a part of me that would have loved a number one Chargers Tua jersey.
He would have looked sick in Potter.
He would look so cool. He looks amazing in Miami.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong.
They need to bring those back.
They just need to bring the colors back at the very least.
The throwback, yeah.
Yeah. Because that teal has won a Super Bowl.
That teal is not candy ass.
No, not at all.
Bring back the Larry Zonka blue.
Lost it completely.
The Ravens are a problem when they play well.
Yeah. We talked about that, though. I think they have a stinker in them.
Yeah.
And it could just be in the second round of the playoffs.
I hope it's not because I want Lamar to win.
Yeah, Lamar deserves to go on like a run here, especially just he's been hurt.
Did he secure the MVP last week?
Maybe.
Did you see that conspiracy?
He has worse stats than Russ does.
Yeah, who cares?
Dude, Russ is a weird one. That's what I was going to look at, too. There are so many teams in the next year that need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So many. And there's three good ones.
Yeah.
So, like,
total.
It's going to be a lot of, like, guys in different spots and not, like, superstars, but guys like Russ. Tannehill is probably going to start somewhere next year.
Yeah.
Like,
Carson might get a call.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Because what are the Commanders going to do? Sam Howell stinks.
He just got added to the list.
Yeah. And he's behind Brissett now. Which the Commanders knew what they were doing with that picture of Brissett.
So funny. So, we got. Raiders.
Who? Aiden O'Connell?
Raiders. Giants. Patriots. Broncos.
The Pats are really in hell.
Honestly, like Seahawks? Who knows? Vikes? Saints?
Let's play that game. Where's
Commanders,
Kirk
Cardinals?
Playing?
Cardinals have to bring Kyler back, I think.
Yeah. Where's Kirk going to be playing next year? He's going to be a sick Charger.
I saw a real interesting one. I got to remember who it was. Oh, no. I lost it.
Is Kirk a Commander again? That'd be funny.
That'd be so funny.
Is Kirk a Titan?
Oh, the Titans, too. They're such a... They've drafted two quarterbacks in a row. Tannehill's leaving.
Do you trust Levis?
You give Levis a year like Love just had for Green Bay.
Yeah.
You have to give him one. Because, like, he's been hurt now. Because I think Tannehill's, like, finishing out the year, basically.
Love is him.
Yeah, and I was also talking about that with Ross. Like, there was a time not that long ago where, like, you could have a just good starting quarterback and make it to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And now it just feels like they have to be a superstar. But, like, I still think, yeah, like, you extend Love. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What, like, you don't just draft another quarterback.
What do the Bears do?
What do you think about Big Cat's theory?
I need more than one first. That's the only problem.
You want to tell them? The
first overall pick
for Justin Herbert.
I need more.
I don't know if you'd get more.
Give me three firsts in three consecutive years and DJ Moore, and you can have Herbert.
Oh, man.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
No, it would be crazy. I don't think that's realistic, obviously. But
are they in a point where, like, because I think they're a couple pieces away.
Who?
The Bears, from being decent.
As of yesterday, Marvin Harrison Jr. liked a tweet saying that the Bears needed to draft him first overall.
And he's one of the pieces that they're away from.
Because he never played with Fields.
No.
If he's a third-year guy.
Fields was like Olave.
Yeah. Garrett
JSN,
Wilson for one.
Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Fields, I don't know. I don't know if he's as good as Jordan Love, but is he that much worse?
Yes. This year. is
I still like Fields enough where I give him one.
Really?
But it's tricky.
You really? Because
you have
that?
The number. I say that now, but I just had a conversation with someone. I don't know if it's ever happened before. I'm going to need fact checked again. Has there ever been a time where a team has given away their number one pick? So, like, the Panthers, they traded the number one pick, their future, and that first round pick became the number one overall pick,
right?
Because of how bad you were. Like, has it happened before?
How did that all shake out with the Rams and the Colts?
From when?
Or wasn't there a some trade that went on for Washington to go up?
It was
and
RG3. Yeah. No, they wouldn't. They
wouldn't
have ever been because he was good.
Yeah.
And then it was Kirk, so they were never in the top. They were never number one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's ever happened where it's the number one overall pick.
Yeah, the Bears absolutely scored.
They scored, but they're in a tough spot. In the
they got to get it right. Or do you just use it as leverage to get three more first round
they
picks?
They
got to
get
someone.
It right. And is it Eberflus and Poles?
I think so.
Because that defense.
They're scrappy, dude.
They're like they're top three, I think.
Yeah.
And then you just got Montez Sweat, extended him. Like,
but the offense is miserable to watch.
So bad, really bad.
The O-line's
so
bad.
So it's that is like
Joe Alt is such a bear. Just a Notre Dame kid.
They have number one and number like six.
Yeah.
As it sits right now.
Yep.
You could literally
go. The Panthers pick and their pick.
You could. There is a scenario where you could do Marvin Harrison Jr., Joe Alt,
yeah. And then your offense is up 20 overall points. Maybe not that much.
But you have DJ Moore and Marvin Harrison Jr. So it's like,
yeah,
you're better.
Yeah.
But then if that doesn't work for.
Is Brock Bowers a Charger?
I don't know.
Or do we need a receiver?
I just saw him without a helmet on. He has such a bad hairline.
Who cares?
He has one of those. He has the Renfro where it like triangles down to like his eyebrows, like the one piece.
Yeah.
Just shave it. Just got to shave it. But
shaving it does not help.
he's good.
He's really good.
But I know it's different like scenarios because Desmond Ridder is thrown to Kyle Pitts. But
Kyle Pitts is a Charger.
Tight ends just aren't. I don't know. But like TJ Hockenson and then.
Kyle Pitts and T. Higgins are Chargers.
I don't think we do a freeze at wide receiver.
We can't afford to
if we're going to let Mike go.
We won't, but I want to. The Falcons do? They cannot go back with Ridder.
They're just going to draft Marvin Harrison Jr.
Gross. And he'll have like 17 targets next year.
Marvin Harrison, Bijan Robinson, Kyle Pitts.
Desmond Ridder's not even like...
He's not that bad. He's just conservative.
He's not like, fun bad to watch. Like, some guys are fun bad.
And then Heinicke has, like, it's worn off.
Yeah. But
like,
at least
like
he'll,
the funness of
he'll
Heinicke.
Put him on the table, though.
What?
Heinicke will, like, put him on the table, though.
Yeah.
Like, double coverage across the middle. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Justin Fields, there was a trade scenario with Justin Fields to Atlanta.
I remember that.
That would make them fun.
The Lamar conversation was very fun. They
would be so fast.
The Lamar conversation was very fun to start up again.
Man.
Imagine the Falcons with Lamar this year. They'd be sick.
Yeah. Artie Smith.
And like nobody
that,
even
that
picked
was so
up the phone
sad. That
for
was
him.
So sad when they lost like four in a row and he just shaved the stash.
Yeah.
And he looked terrible.
I want to like him, but he's an idiot and he makes me angry.
Yeah.
Like, fans calling to see Bijan and Kyle Pitts touch the ball more are not complaining because of fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
My other dream scenario of Tomlin parting ways with the Steelers got crushed last weekend.
No, thanks.
They just blew out the Bengals. You wouldn't want Tomlin?
We're already in perpetual mediocrity. I don't want Mike Tomlin.
It's like a different mediocrity, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
How?
He's won a Super Bowl.
They stink and they play to 9-8 instead of being good and playing to 9-8 like we do.
I don't know when you think they've ever been good.
The Steelers?
The Chargers.
Oh. Bro, 2021, Herbert threw like 45 touchdowns. We were nice. How about last year? Went to the playoffs.
Yeah, do you remember 2021?
Yeah.
They refused to tie.
Yeah.
And then Rich Bisaccia kicked a field goal and beat their ass.
Yeah, that was super cool.
I was eating Wingstop in a Frisco hotel.
I was stuck in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think Wingstop didn't work here? Because I've had Wingstop in Texas where it's like, and I get it's a chain thing. So, like, up here, Arby's aren't bad.
Yeah.
And then, like, the further south down you go, right, they are treated there. Everyone just thinks Arby's the worst thing ever. Because, like, but then the further
I'm
south.
I'm pro Arby's.
Huh?
I'm pro Arby's.
Oh, for sure. So yeah, am I. But, like, same, Wendy's in major cities are apparently good. Every time I've went to Wendy's here, which has been, like, three times, terrible.
I haven't gotten a correct order from a Wendy's.
No, ever.
Here. Yeah.
So I think that's the same thing with Wingstop. I think it was just there was one in North Dakota / Minnesota, and it's just like that's what made it bad. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we got it once. It was first, like, 2 weeks of COVID. They had, like, some deal, and we got, like, 100 wings for the week. It was insane. Did you ever do the OB wing night on Tuesdays when you were in college? Do you remember finding out about that and just being like, wait, this is a real thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you just go buy, I don't know the math, I'm just throwing out numbers. You go buy like 100 wings for like $12.
Yeah, I think that is pretty close to what it was.
And you're just like, whole, like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like literally just supper for the next 5 days.
Yeah, for like $12.
Yeah.
I don't know why Wingstop didn't work here because I think Fargo is desperately
for a good wing place.
For a good wing.
Yeah.
Like a good non-sit-down wing place.
Fast. Yeah.
Did you agree with my tweet that...
Shout out to Little Brother downtown, though.
I haven't tried it yet. I really want to try it.
Crunchiest wings you'll ever have in your life. It's amazing.
Front Street Tap Room has great wings, and so does Hooligans.
Hooligans.
Has good wings. Shout out. Those no free shout outs.
Yeah.
Pay me for my time. But
I also need to go to the Horace Bar. It's the same guy that owns
Headquarters.
That owns Traditions in them.
Mm-hmm.
They have crab rangoon nachos.
That's apparently right up your alley.
I mean, I'm a nacho, like, yeah, if a place is known for their nachos, I, like, have to get them.
Right.
Best nachos I've ever had in my life. Legends, Morehead.
Really?
They do.
Didn't we go there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do chips, and the first layer is only buffalo chicken dip.
I remember you made me buy these.
And then they do chips, and then, like, normal nachos. Yeah. But
that is, like, made with guys like us in mind.
Yeah. You put a hot dip as the only layer on the first row? Like, yeah. Lucky's used to be good. I went there a few months ago and got them.
They do, like, the trash can
nachos. Yeah, but they're not good anymore.
Yeah.
They're terrible. They do, like, a pile of chips and, like, sprinkle cheese on them. It's the worst.
I went to the Lucky 13s in Bismarck for Pride of Dakota last year. I don't know if the one in Fargo had this, but they did nacho in a bag, but with a giant family-sized bag of Doritos. And it was, like, mixed-up nachos. And they just kept
8,000 calories.
They just kept it in the bag.
That's actually sweet.
It was good, dude. I can't even lie about it. I didn't feel great about myself, but
no,
it was good.
No, never.
Yeah.
Never. They used to do the tater tots. The app used to be like 8 of them.
Yeah.
Now it's like 4.
Yeah.
Or the side. If you get a side of the huge tater tots at Lucky's, I think they give you like 3 or 4 now. When they first opened up, because I was in high school, I think they used to do like 8, which is literally like 4 potatoes.
Thanks, Joe.
Those things are huge. Huh?
Thanks, Joe.
It was Brock's fault.
The people who don't just do like frozen tater tots always have my heart. Like the people who basically make hash browns and mix it with cheese and then roll it in panko and fry it. Like that's a tater tot. Like Boiler Room tater tots.
Oh.
Are like giant cubes of cheese. And
I didn't know
that's
how you could make tater tots.
You think that's just the shape of a potato?
Yeah. Mini potatoes.
We've come so far. We still have so much work to do.
I'm trying to think. Oh. I tweeted that once and got a lot of shit for it.
What?
There have been, like, videos. They're just, well, like, historic vids. They always tweet videos of, like, things that were so cool.
Yeah.
Like, the fridge. Like, when they used to make fridges, they would have, like, all these spots for certain things. But also, like, it would be cool, too. So, like, you could pull out any drawer, any, like, shelf. And now it's, like, we all have the same shitty white fridge. Unless you're, like, make $100,000 a year and can buy the...
You have the ones that, like, have a TV in
the
it.
Cool ones, yeah. Same thing with there was an underground parking. Do you remember that one? It was an underground parking. Like you would park in your driveway, and then it would just sink underground.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah. Kendra was like, you'd get stuck. I'm like, you wouldn't get stuck. The button for it is on the inside of the house.
Right.
So unless someone was waiting for you on the, which I guess she could lock me in there to prove her point that I would get stuck in there with no phone service, but I don't know. We used to make better shit. I think my overall point is.
Well, like.
Which I think we all experience with cars.
Yeah.
Because cars. You go look at like a car in the 60s. That's like basically looks like it's just made of like steel.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. I could kick my car right now and total it.
Yeah.
And I have a nice car. Like I have a semi new car.
You know, they make that because of safety.
What do you mean?
Well, Julia just totaled her car, but it was because she got hit in, they call it a crumple zone. It's like you hit it and it absorbs all the force so it doesn't get into the cabin. She totaled her car and the airbags didn't even go off.
It wasn't her fault, though, right?
No.
Yeah, people just need to drive better.
Yeah. Well, you're familiar with it. It's Highway 10 through Dilworth and Moorhead.
Yeah.
And this guy tried to cross both divided highways and just pulled out in front of her.
Good.
In the far right lane.
Good.
Yeah.
Good on him.
And speaking of, it was like a 1993 Ford, and there was like a 6-inch dent on the outside, and Julia's car was totaled.
See? Kind of cool. Just kidding.
Yeah,
Jules.
But like
just
if you crashed one of those like old land boats, you were dying.
Because they just get like, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
like the Titan sub.
Oh. I also don't like people with personalized license plates. I'm just kidding. For business purposes, it's fine. I don't like personalized license plate that's like kind of like trying to be funny.
You don't like it when it's like Silly Goose or...
Yeah.
G-Ma's car.
No, even that. I think old people or whatever. A lot of people in my hometown, and I don't mind this, they have their last name or a hyphenated version and then a number with like how many kids there are or whatever. I know that's popular. I'm talking about... I just saw one today. It was Rev Me Up. Like the douchiest license plate ever. And it wasn't on like a nice car. It was on like a
Corolla.
Yeah, it was like a 2014 Ford Edge. And your license plate says Rev Me Up.
And you
have the 98.7 Life sticker and like a ladybug
sticker
on the back of the car.
I've seen so many of the like the jokes about it'll be like a Corvette and like midlife crisis.
Yeah.
MLD, LFE.
Yeah.
CRSS, whatever.
I've seen one in town, and if this guy exists and somehow listens to the show, I just called this a show. It was like an old 90s, just super shitty Ford something.
Yeah.
License plate, LUV, so love beer. And the car was dented to shit.
That rocks.
Like, I can't believe that's like allowed.
I love that guy.
Honestly,
he probably made his own license
plate. It was
plate.
Such an old car. And such an old-looking license plate that, like, it might not have been a registered vehicle.
He just never renewed it.
Yeah, he might have homemade that license plate, like, in the garage.
That rocks so hard.
It was Love Beer. And that'll always, like, just stick with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some bad ones. Like, 8675309. That's one I've seen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You should be arrested for that. What's the worst thing you could have on a license plate?
I'm drunk. That's 7.
I am DRNK.
No, just I'm drunk. I am DRUNK. That's 7 characters. Works.
Yeah, it does work.
FU, like full F.
Well, like those things you just can't have. And those two are probably 2 of them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that dude had I Love Beer. That rocks.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. It might have not been he might not have done that legally.
Yeah. So people might not know this, but the Uncrustable was invented in Fargo.
Yeah.
And the guy who just like cashed out on the patent and sold it to Smucker's, his license plate is just PBJ.
perfect.
That goes hard.
Yeah. For sure.
Good for him. What an invention, dude. Those are so great.
What would your
strawberry?
What would your personalized license plate say? That you don't currently have.
I don't have one right now either. It's on the Durango, of which is out of operation because it's a new vehicle and just falls apart when the wind blows incorrectly. I don't know.
I had one, but I'm not going to say it.
I-L-U-V-C-F-E. I love coffee. No, it would just be F-A-T-S-O, fatso.
I-L-U-V-J-O-E.
Joe?
Yep. Mama? I love Joe.
Or cup of Joe.
Hmm?
Hmm? Are you saying something inappropriate?
What about a heart and then Brandon?
Love Brandon.
Yeah.
Who's Brandon?
Joe.
Joe Brandon?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Sorry. That one was too in-depth.
Let's go, Brandon?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
How could you? That's too many. L-T-S-G-O-B-N.
They'd find a way if they wanted it on a license plate.
Yeah. Or they could just find a sticker that they could put on the back of their car like most people do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have a couple on yours.
Yeah.
What are mine?
Oh, yeah. Except one.
For your child.
Yeah. That was so Kendra could find my car. Like, literally, it was so Kendra could find my car in a parking lot if she needed to.
You do have a very nondescript, like, police undercover car.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Yeah. Cops have been on one lately with tickets. A lot of pulled over people. Think we need to take it ease.
Take it ease. I was driving through a...
Let them crash.
School zone yesterday.
Yeah.
And the light was flashing, so it's like 20 or whatever. And I saw a dude blow through about 45.
Yeah.
And just highway patrol right underneath him.
Oh.
Just got him.
Highway patrol is so tough to get you in town.
Yeah.
Like, you know you're being an ass.
Yeah.
If they pull you over. Because I don't think those guys want to pull you over on interstate in town.
I don't know. They like getting me. I did. I had the.
I mean.
74 and a 55.
Yeah.
It was a $14
ticket. Asking for a little bit.
It's 14. Oh, absolutely. I had no qualms with them pulling me over.
Like, Highway Patrol is not pulling you over going like 66 and 55. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Apparently, I've heard the rule of thumb is 9, you're fine, 10, you're mine.
Yeah, it's under 10.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah. But like I said, it was a $14 ticket, so it's almost worth speeding. It's not like I was driving erratically or unsafely.
Yeah.
Speed of traffic kind of thing, you know?
Who else was going 74? The cop? Behind you?
Everybody else.
Do you have anything else? I'm trying to think. NDSU, we're kind of in the Polisic era. Signing day. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
So when we were on air,
yeah,
I was getting messages about Gio and Goose, both promoted.
And Knapp.
And Knapp, Coach Knapp. Yeah. I don't know if that's official, but it's official.
It's been out now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ryan Appley, he was the head assistant my freshman year and like the 3 or 4 years previous to that. He left. He went to SEMO, where really close to where he's from, to be the head strength coach for like the football team there. And then he went to Northern Illinois for a year, I think.
Yep.
He went back to SEMO, and his title these last few years have just been like performance director.
Yeah.
So it's almost like he's been overseeing a few things.
Right.
But rumor/not rumor, I don't even know how to say it, because like I think his Twitter is still SEMO stuff, but like it's well known that he is now coming back to be the head assistant again for under Kramer. And
I mean,
in a lot of our minds, I think that is a very much seems like Kramer has a plan to move on in the next few years.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's not like exactly a, you know,
spring chicken.
So
chicken.
But if there's anybody coming to replace Kramer, the only guy I'd feel like super comfortable with is Knapp.
Yeah. And you didn't even have Knapp.
No.
So, like, if that tells you anything, like, as far as good stories, yeah. good, like...
Well, I heard about when he left, he was, like...
It was emotional, dude.
He, like, broke down and cried.
He talked to, like, the whole team.
He's a Bison.
First of all, like, Kleiman gave him and, like, Kleiman gave him and Coach Kramer, like... I'm assuming Coach Kramer was just like, hey, Knapp wants to talk to the guys. And Kleiman was like, yeah. So, like, if that doesn't, like... I don't know if assistant... had strength coaches just get the opportunity to like give their goodbye speech to the right. guys, and he did. And I remember that was actually like not for me because I'd only known him for a year, but it was emotional to just be in that room. He's a funny dude, like meathead to the absolute core. He calls himself a Silverback.
Yeah,
like had merch for it, I think, at some point. Which like, if you look like him, then yeah, you can do that.
Bro, he loves the Bison.
Loves.
And that's what I care about.
Yeah.
And
I remember
I'm not saying Kramer to leave or would feel great if he did.
No.
Build the statue for not Kramer. At all. He is responsible for all of this.
Yeah.
But the guy that I'd be like, all right, we're going to be okay is Napoli.
Yeah, there's a very short list like of two or three guys, like probably one guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely one of them.
Mm-hmm. Jaren Hall starting for the Vikings this week. They announced that.
Is that real?
Yeah.
He got concussed during the Atlanta game, and that's when Dobbs came in?
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Like he got murdered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Dobbs had to learn the cadence on the sideline, that was very good.
I'm on Knapp's Twitter right now.
Yeah, it's still SEMO.
Yeah. But his last like tweet was Polisek, hashtag Warpath. Which was Polisek's first tweet as Coach Tim NDSU.
Setting the tone.
Yeah. I think we're also going to all appreciate how red Coach P is going to get every game.
Yeah.
Does
he keep his voice when he yells?
I love Coach Enns for that. Oh, I never told you that. Dude. I can share this. I can share this. It's funny. I always tweet about Enns' voice.
Yeah.
He just DM'd me on Twitter the one day after I tweeted it and said, dang. What did he say? He said, I apologize about the voice. Need a NIL deal for a voice treatment company. I'm trying to find a message still, but all, like in jest, that's what he said.
I love that.
And I just remember like just laughing. I think it was after the Northern Iowa game.
Sure.
Which I feel like he always gets extra pumped about. Just because that was the last place he coached before here. But, yeah. He just said, like, apologize for the voice. I need an NIL deal for a company with voice recovery.
I love it. And then Gio and Goose getting the nod for, like, how much he's done for the program, too. To get that promotion is really cool. I think Gio is going to kill it. I mean, like, one of the smarter X's and O's football people I've ever been around. So him, like, getting people going in the right direction is going to be exciting. There's just still, like, juice to the program.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what happens in the portal as far as us acquiring guys coming in.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hopefully there's not too much more attrition. I mean, at the pace it's going, it kind of seems like there won't be.
Probably a few.
Yeah, especially around that second signing day.
Yeah, the week of that second signing day is going to be madhouse.
When FBS teams really get desperate when people start to
play
jump.
The game.
Yeah.
Play the game. Just go on all your favorite Bison players' Twitters. Yeah. Just go to their followers list. Yeah.
But see who's following them.
Yeah. No, I just want to say this because I know like it was not a rough year, but just a lot of up and downs. I think Petrino got a little bit of a raw deal just because Enns left.
Yeah.
If Enns would have stayed, I don't think he gets rid of Petrino. Because here's the thing, like, this place takes getting used to.
Yeah, of course.
The culture, the way they play defense. And, like, it's kind of crazy. I think under the NCAA stats, like, I think NDSU ended the year the 11th ranked defense.
Right.
But it did look different. Mm-hmm. So take it for what you will. It's kind of a raw deal for him in some aspect, but you knew there was going to be turnover with a coach, new header, and a new header that I don't see any correlation or any path crossing in their pasts. So
also throw in the fact that like our defensive performance is against the three Dakota schools. We're not incredible either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never met Coach Petrino, so
no.
And I'm not like sitting here dogging him, but also
only know his uncle.
How do you know him?
Big fan.
Did you see Bobby's name got thrown out for the head job here?
That's so funny. I said he would have had to brought out the motorcycle every time.
Yeah.
Which there are also conspiracy rumors that that did not happen. But
yes, there are, buddy.
I, in my mind and heart, will always believe he was on a motorcycle with an assistant.
What do you think that assistant got paid to not tell the truth?
A lot.
Good for her.
The fact that it's never came out.
Get the bag.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay, how do NDNs work?
NDAs?
NDAs work.
Some of them are legally binding, but otherwise it's like, please don't do this. It's just a thing. It grants them a basis to like, we can bring you to court for saying this, but it might not hold up in court. Is basically all it is.
So you get paid to not talk. If you do talk, some of them you can go to court for.
There can be legal action, yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
As far as I know, they have to be pretty bulletproof. To
but do you go to jail, or is it just like a fine? Like it depends a large
what kind of,
fine.
It depends what kind of court they take you to. Like civil court is probably how it would be. That's for money.
Yeah.
A fine. Yeah. I don't know what like true legal law you'd be breaking, like breach of contract, maybe. I don't know what that would do as far as actual.
Yeah.
I just know this from.
You told me about a law that I didn't know about.
Yeah. I don't know how you didn't know about that.
Dude, a lot of people.
Feels like something we should have learned in those freshman classes at fall camp.
I went under that tweet. Whoa. I went under that tweet, and there was a lot of people that didn't know.
That's crazy.
Like across America.
That's crazy. Does it make sense that it's a law?
Kinda, yes.
Okay. Even the kinda weirds me out.
go find it.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving any hints. If someone wants to know, they can just go find
Alabama
it.
Alabama football player.
Not telling the truth.
Tell the truth. He did not. But, yeah, the NDA stuff just comes from, like, what I know from, like, business part of it, that, like, it has to be pretty bulletproof to, like, actually get somebody to.
Gotcha.
But otherwise, it's just a sheet of paper, like, please don't do this.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. It's crazy that the group chat was.
What?
What?
About the what we're talking about. Oh, like, yeah, yes, yeah, you can yeah, go yeah, to jail
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
And you probably should.
It's like when.
Stop. You're going to say something bad. I can see it in your face.
That would have went too. Sorry. I'll stop.
I can't believe I have to go back and cut an effort out. That's very mean of you.
I was pumped up.
For no reason. I'm talking about the intro song.
You get pumped up when you think about smoke coming out of a giant bison. Metal bison.
You almost said it again.
I know. I almost did say it again. It makes me excited. Friggin' fudge.
How was Christmas?
It was fine.
Do you want to do just a quick rundown of what's good and what's bad of Christmas treats?
Christmas treats?
Yeah. I am a peanut butter blossom guy till the day I die.
What's peanut butter blossom?
Peanut butter cookie with a Hershey Kiss on it.
Oh, yeah. Those are very good.
Those go.
My number one, my aunt has made them for me my entire life. I'm 26 years old. To this day, she finds a way to send me a tin full of them, peanut butter balls.
What's that?
It's just peanut butter filling. Peanut butter, like Reese's almost texture filling.
Sure.
With that's just dipped in chocolate.
Oh,
it's just a ball.
Okay.
It's literally a chocolate peanut butter ball.
How have you had a Mexican wedding cookie?
No.
Incredible. Those are very good. What stinks? Anything with peppermint in a treat. I don't need it.
So you don't like the seasonal peppermint stuff?
No.
Peppermint bark?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm. Are you a peanut brittle guy?
No, not really, honestly.
Too crunchy. Same reason I don't like Butterfinger, I don't like peanut
just
brittle.
Just too much of a...
And stuck in your teeth too much, and yeah.
No, dude, it's been a problem. Part of the reason I'm like trying to skip lunch sometimes, the amount of treats that have been in the corporate office
Yeah.
over this season
yeah.
Dude, I mean,
being in the office is a real problem.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And like, I've honestly done a pretty decent job not going overboard, but
my problem is if they're there just sitting there, it doesn't even count as food to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like frosted sugar cookies.
I'm not even into that as much.
Really?
Yeah. But there is a dark chocolate peppermint bark.
Gross.
That's been there.
Gross.
Someone had like homemade. So someone, I guess, from my workplace, they used to own a bakery in their small, like, Wisconsin hometown. And now they live here or whatever. Sure. She brought in cookies. They're some of the best cookies I've ever had.
Yeah.
I don't do the peanut butter brittle, but I do like peanut butter stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with a monster cookie.
Oh, another one. I'm figuring out it's just anything chocolate almost. The peanut clusters dipped in chocolate.
Those are good.
That's a big Christmas one, I feel like.
Yeah.
We
did haystacks.
What are those?
It was that, but with pretzels.
Oh.
And peanuts.
Samont also does Rice Krispie bars with marshmallow and caramel filling.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like Rice Krispie bar, caramel, marshmallow filling, Rice Krispie bar.
I'm trying to think of anything that I don't like on like a Christmas cookie tray.
Oh, what about just chocolate covered pretzels? I think those are just like, those are good, like almost like a palate cleanser for candy.
Yeah. Those are okay.
You gotta go white chocolate though. I like white chocolate ones. I don't like the chocolate ones.
Really?
Much. Yeah.
I eat white chocolate once a year, and it usually is around this time of the year.
You know what cracker candy is?
Yeah.
The Ritz crackers with basically just fudge poured over the top.
I've seen them with saltines and caramel.
Yeah. Saltines. Ritz.
It's like Christmas crack, it's called, or whatever.
Yeah.
Look at you being progressive.
Yeah. Jeez. This is a big one. Not a big one. What do you guys eat on Christmas?
I can give you what we ate on Christmas Day if you want.
Is it something you've basically had in the past?
It's pretty routine, yeah.
Okay, go.
We did ribeye, snow crab legs, Brussels sprouts, mashed potatoes, lobster mac and cheese, and mushrooms.
Rich.
My in-laws are.
No, we want to do something similar because I think basically like, I don't know. Growing up, we all only did one Christmas. Like, me and my mom and dad didn't have, like, our Christmas. We just did our Christmas with my mom's family.
Yeah.
There was, when I was growing up, so from 0 to 12, because my oldest cousins were starting to, like, leave then, or even, like, 10, we just did spaghetti at my grandma's.
Yeah.
Because it was literally, like, 35 people.
You could make 50 pounds of it.
Yeah. Like, anything else, you're talking hundreds of dollars. Like, there's just no way they were going to do something like fancy.
Right.
Our Christmas, we do Christmas like just with my mom now, and then we're like, her family is like more people. There's like 10 of us. This was going to be our first year of like, we did like the crab legs, mac and cheese,
the fancy stuff,
shrimp.
Yeah,
we did mussels.
Nice.
And then we were going to do ribeyes, and then her dad got iced in. Dude, the ice storms,
crazy.
We lost power Christmas Day, 8 to, like, 3, stayed up till it came on. I was just about to pass out, and then, like, when the power comes on, all the beeping goes off.
Yeah.
I was, like, in a trance almost, and when it went off, I, like, freaked out.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, almost sleeping. But
dude, the videos of people, like, skating down
the further west, so, like, Bismarck has gotten it way worse.
Yeah. I saw people, like, going down hills.
Yeah.
And out by Valley City, like, we have family friends that still don't have power
on
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Scary, too.
I saw full Transformers explode.
I can hear them, and I've been watching a lot, and I mean a lot, of post-apocalyptic world movies and shows lately.
Yeah. Walking Dead?
No, not that one.
Julia's in on that right now.
I've been watching a lot of one season, 10-episode shows.
Sure.
Those are so easy to consume.
Because you were a Lost guy, right?
I watched the entire series of Lost.
Is that kind of in the same realm?
The only time on my iPhone 4. Yeah.
The good days.
I've also watched the entire season 3 of Breaking Bad only in closed caption in my geometry class sophomore year of high school.
Just season 3?
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah. So I've actually never heard season three of Breaking Bad. I've only read it in closed caption.
I've never seen it.
On the iPad. It's good. I feel like if I rewatch it, it might not be as good. So I just want to like shows that I consider some of the best of all time, Lost and Breaking Bad, I don't want to rewatch them.
Sure.
I want to leave them for what they are.
Right.
In my mind.
That's Friday Night Lights for me.
I rewatched Friday Night Lights after Lenny was born.
Really?
So good.
Yeah. It's still great.
So good.
Shout out Mrs. Taylor.
I remember watching it for the first time when he went to, yeah. When he went to East Dillon High, I was just pissed. I'm like, a whole new cast?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Still so good.
That was Michael B. Jordan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's before he popped off.
Yeah.
Vince Howard.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of those should be like, yeah. So I'm in the middle of one of these post-apocalyptic movies while I'm sitting in the dark upstairs, Transformer, blow, yeah, yeah. Like machines, like sirens. I'm just like,
here it comes.
I literally looked up YouTube videos about a siphon gas because I had no clue how.
Yeah, Julia was like, is this the actual marking of the end of the world?
Yeah.
Like the rain and freezing and stuff?
Yeah.
And I was like, probably not, but no. It's going to be rough on the drive home.
No, we'll know the end because that we'll lose power, and it'll just be like a warm day in August.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
That's when you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I welcome it.
I don't welcome it, but I've also had this conversation with coworkers.
Yeah.
The funniest thing is the pictures on Twitter where it's like half the world is burning and it's like, what would you do? Mm-hmm. I'm like, die?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be the lone survivor.
We have talked about this discussion because she's.
I don't want to die. I have like a terrible fear of death that keeps me like existential crisis.
Yeah.
I have that to like the 1,000th degree about life. Yeah. Like a lot of the times, but it's not like. Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be the one to survive.
She's in like the 12th season of The Walking Dead, and I'm like,
yeah.
If we're at this point, do we want to live that bad? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Zombies are different in my mind than like the power grid going out.
Yeah.
Power grid going out, I'm just like, I can't watch football anymore. I can't watch
What's the point?
Dumb YouTube shows anymore where they have a draft and make terrible smoothies and throw up.
Yeah.
Like, what am I living for?
Can't listen to Benchwarmers anymore?
Jeez.
Life's not worth living.
No.
I finally talked my in-laws into stop doing turkey on Thanksgiving. We're officially a brisket on Thanksgiving family. Turkey stinks.
You're lame.
Argue with someone else.
Boo.
You like bad food. I get it.
Boo.
You are a bad food connoisseur.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not a connoisseur of turkey.
What'd you eat jabron. For lunch today?
What?
What'd you eat for lunch today?
I didn't eat lunch. I ate my lunch this morning, though. Technically. So it was breakfast.
You're having 500 milligrams of caffeine for lunch.
Yeah. I'm going to go chew Mentos gum. Mentos gum might be the best gum. I've been on the Mentos gum for like a year now.
The stuff that has like filling in it?
Yeah. The best. Lasts forever. I'm a gum connoisseur.
Yeah?
Yep. You want to talk about gum for the next 15 minutes?
Nope.
Yeah, I got opinions.
Trident
stinks.
Do you remember when Five like busted onto the scene when we were in middle school?
How did they that were everywhere. Happen? Yeah. And it just disintegrated in your mouth?
They stink now.
They've always stunk. I thought it was bad back then.
I thought Five was good.
You would.
Yeah, would. Five... If you had a pack of Five gum and a jar of Axe body spray, you were in. You were set in seventh grade.
Yeah, chocolate Axe body spray.
You would be a chocolate Axe guy.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you
but
were.
We had plenty of them.
Yeah.
Where, like, the junior high locker room was just chocolate Axe.
Yeah, it stunk.
It made it worse when it was chocolate Axe and then, like, I don't know, like winter Axe, where, like, the mix.
All right.
If it was only chocolate Axe in the locker room, you could live with it. But as soon as all the sprays started going, and you had like some kid's knee pads from wrestling that smelled like Doritos because he'd never washed them before, and then he tries to spray instead of washing the knee pads, he tries to spray them with the Axe.
Did you ever Axe bomb anybody?
No.
We'd put their stuff in a locker and just fill the locker with Axe. We would tape the Axe.
It's called bullying.
We would tape the Axe button Just throw it in the locker. It's so funny.
Do you wear cologne now?
When I go out.
Big Deck cologne.
That's what I smell like constantly, yeah. So I guess you could say that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in it right now. This is what I smell like. I'm nose blind to it, but.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I was, and then, like, I just took a big sniff, and I could re-smell it.
Yeah.
The sauce. Kendra today says, aren't you just hungry and, like, want to taste it all the time? I think you were probably over the smoked barbecue sauce, like,
six months into doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then yesterday,
even when I used to help you sometimes, after, like, 3 or 4 hours, I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it now.
Smells gross.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we made hot sauce, and that place, our production room at the shop is completely airtight. There's no air circulation.
Yeah.
So when you mix hot water to clean dishes with habanero pulp, dude, it's literally like being maced.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And then my dad is like, why don't you make someone with Carolina Reapers or scorpion peppers? And I'm like, are you buying the gas mask or a respirator? Because I'm not doing it without it. If you want anything new from Big Deck, let me know. I'm trying to come up with ideas. That's the listeners and also Matagi.
Bring back Pemina Peach.
We're going to do a Whiskey Peach as a collaboration with somebody.
Okay. Bring back the jars.
No.
I wish I would have, like, hindsight 50-50, as Cam Newton says.
Yeah. I love Cam.
Yeah, he's so funny. I wish I would have kept those bottles when you guys first started, like the jars. Because, like, I didn't know if it was going to be, like, a thing. I thought, because, like, when you started, you still have 2 years of football left.
Yeah.
Like, it very much, to me, just felt like a COVID thing.
That turned into 3 years of football left.
Yeah. But it very much just felt like, this is so cool, they're doing this during COVID.
Yeah.
So I just got rid of them.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I wish I just would have kept them.
I know. There's, like, still some. People still have, like, original packaging.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was young and dumb. Didn't even think of it.
I get it. You don't like small business. So.
No.
I don't know how it really got here, but we're here, I guess. So,
the rebrand was successful.
Yeah.
In my mind. I remember you sending me pictures that one day, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
Frank looks sweet jacked.
Yeah, my boy Jackson Brown is helping me too.
Just your boy.
We're going to do a little bit more of a rebrand to distinguish each product from each other.
Nice.
So logo is still staying the same, but like there's going to be a pop of green on dill pickle mustard. Or there's going to be like Medora is going to be red. So, you know, it's spicy.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of people like, I don't know how to read it.
I don't know how to read.
And, like, I get it. It doesn't take up a lot of real estate, but there's not a lot of real estate on our label, so no. I had to do what I had to do. I just figured people would see the description and the title at the bottom and be able to figure out how to read it to see what it is. But some people haven't, and that's okay, and we're going to make the change because we love the consumer and we love people who support us. So
you're really passionate when you said that.
I love how angry you get when people used to talk about the old caps. At like Pride of Dakota, and people would be like, oh yeah, clogs.
No, here's the thing. It was not Pride of Dakota the one time I got mad. We were golfing.
Oh yeah, that's
right. And some asshole was, I don't care, some absolute jabron was saying how he didn't like the caps. I'm like, hey, cut a bigger hole.
It is true.
And shut yours.
What a promo right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, the new bottle shape and the new cap is better, though.
It is better, yes.
And we have half gallons available, so if you want those, hit me up.
I think I need a half gallon.
I don't think you do.
To keep at the office.
You don't pay for it, so.
Well, we'll see.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll start charging you. Huh. I'll add it to the tab.
Well.
I'm going to Charlotte next week.
Woo!
Flying dolo. Just going by myself.
Do you know why I wooed there?
Charlotte Flair.
Well, okay. Yeah. Ric Flair is from Charlotte.
Isn't his daughter's name Charlotte?
Because of that, yeah.
I rock.
Yeah.
I know more than you.
Yeah.
Gonna see our boy Trev Gebhardt?
I don't know if I've ever met Trev in person, which is so funny.
I don't think Trev even knows this, but he was in town one time and walked by me on the way into Shields.
He big-timed you.
I recognized him, and he just walked by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was thinking, like, hey, fat white guy.
Yeah. Imagine if he just saw me and unironically was like, what's up, Quinn? That would have been tough.
You're the fat white guy. I'm not the fat white guy.
You're the fat Samoan guy.
I'm the fat, like, slightly not white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only way to describe you. It's not white.
Thank you.
Slightly not white.
Thank you.
Barely.
Thank
you. Not enough for you to take credit.
I'll take credit in certain scenarios.
Your kid looks way cooler than you.
Yeah. And he's, like, full white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was horrible today.
Yeah, and it went way too long.
It's an hour and a half of nothing.
Absolute nothing.
Well, I know Cordell's
Hey, two
not,
in a row.
Cordell's not listening, so.
No.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row.
Will it be three?
That is not upon my discretion.
Time will tell.
Should we record a live one with the 20 people that are going to be here for a party?
No.
On Saturday?
No.
Should we celebrate New Year's here and record it going into 2024?
Like midnight?
Yeah.
No.
See you next year. Oh, okay. Last topic, and then we'll go.
Oh, no, wait.
How did we not talk about the college football playoff the entire time?
Oh, I am excited for it.
Who do you think shakes out? I think Alabama beats Michigan.
Kind of had that feeling, but
yeah.
If you're going to go Bama, because I want Michigan to win. But
I do too, but I think Bama does it. Look at this fog settling in. This is the apocalypse.
Yeah. I'm going Michigan-Texas, which is such a weird national championship to like.
Yeah, but Bama-Texas would be so cool.
Yeah.
Again.
All the storylines.
Yeah. The break is too long from conference championship week to.
Yeah, they don't need 2 weeks for a semi.
No.
You just got to go into it.
Or even a week off into a semi.
Yeah.
And then get ready for the national title.
Yeah, because now it's another like 2 week break again.
Yeah.
After this week?
Are people going to throw up everywhere if Alabama wins a national title again?
I'll throw up. But I'll kind of like love it too.
Yeah.
Like the sicko in me. I will love it.
It'd be really gross.
It'd be funny though.
Yeah.
So funny.
I just don't think Michigan just feels like they blow this spot every time.
They blow it. I think last year was a little bit of an anomaly because like TCU was, they were just on like some like kind of Cinderella run. And Michigan, they had plays in that game. That one, that remember they called that receiver short when it was clearly a touchdown?
Mm-hmm.
After review, still clearly a touchdown, still called short.
Yeah.
They had a bad turnover, I think, somewhere in there. Like, they should have won. It's not like they, like, just lost to TCU by 20 points. Yeah. Like, they would have lost to Georgia by the same amount that TCU lost to Georgia, mm-hmm. probably. But
imagine the scenes last year if Michigan and Ohio State had played each other in the title game.
That's going to be weird moving forward because I think that's what people don't like a lot is that Michigan and Ohio State are going to be playing like 2 weeks in a row now for the next like however many years.
But that is old school college football.
Yeah, I don't think people realize how like cool that second game will be.
Yeah.
Because they've never done it before.
Right.
We do it all the time with SDSU.
Mm-hmm.
And that second game in the playoffs is always fun. Like, not. A lot of times it's bigger than the Dakota Marker game. If you play a second time.
Yeah.
Because it's in the playoffs.
It's in the playoffs.
Or it's in the Natty.
For the marbles.
Yeah. So, like, people that – because I think Herb Street was saying, like, it's going to be so weird having these two. It is going to be weird seeing Ohio State and Michigan play twice in the year.
But it's going to be awesome.
So, so fun.
Thank you for not doing that. I heard it. The aspect about the playoffs that I really like is the first-round games being non-neutral sites.
Oh, yeah, starting next year.
Yeah.
Oh, here's what I don't like about this year. I don't like that Alabama and Michigan are in the Rose Bowl. They should have gave that to Texas and
dude, that scene's gonna be beautiful.
They should have gave it to Texas and Washington.
I think Alabama's the
because
worst.
Because Washington's a Pac-12 team.
Alabama's the worst matchup for Michigan. And I think those two are the best two teams. No, well not because Georgia. But of the four that are in,
oh, yeah.
I think Alabama and Michigan are the two best teams. Because Jalen Miller has been good as of recently, right?
Good.
It hasn't been like up and down.
No, mostly good. The Auburn game was rough-ish for everyone on that team.
Is Ewers him?
I don't know. I think he comes back next
year. The unknown is the fun part. Michigan-Texas is going to be a fun game.
Yeah, take it could be over. Really fun.
Take the over.
Texas-Washington. Or are you talking about Texas-Washington?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Michigan.
Texas-Washington, yes.
Texas-Washington is going to be so fun.
Yeah.
So they're in the Sugar Bowl?
Yes.
So that's going to be a all Texas. Or no. They're in New Orleans because I saw.
Is that not the Sugar Bowl?
I don't know.
All-State Sugar Bowl?
I always thought the All-State Sugar Bowl was in Dallas.
I don't think
so. At Cowboy Stadium. That's Cotton.
Cotton Bowl.
Shoot.
Did you know that Liberty is playing Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl?
Oh, my God. How did that happen?
I don't know, but it's going to be hilarious. Liberty. I'm going to look up. How do you think the FCS Natty shakes out? Because if we don't get a recorded one.
Oh. I think Montana keeps it close through two. And by close, I mean they're probably down by a score at half. And then SDSU gets the ball at half, scores, makes it a two possession, and then kind of never looks back.
I'll just say it this way. I'll be in North Carolina where sports gambling is legal. SDSU is minus 12.5 right now. I may put considerable to me money on that line.
Put a few credits on that.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple bottles of barbecue sauce.
Yeah. I threw out and I just cringed. It's part of being in the office space. I don't like the cliches that are used in the office space.
Yeah.
But they just get to you sometimes. Mm-hmm. Last week, a lot of my coworkers are just out till after New Year's because of all the PTO built up.
Sure.
I threw out my first ever. See you next year. And I just wanted to find a tall, tall building and walk off it.
Yeah.
Because it was still like an older gentleman. He was just like, he chuckled and said, yeah. I was just like, God damn.
The see you next year is, it's so Trev Gebhardt coded. Oh.
Come on.
It is. Tell me I'm wrong.
I was like, oh, next. Because I think I said, see you later. Oh, see you next year. And I was just like, oh. You idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Because I know how much that angers you. It makes me very happy.
I mean, I've thought about it nearly every day for the last 10 days.
We're a couple of days from me seeing you next year.
I will see you next Tuesday.
Don't say that. I have to cut that out now.
No, you don't.
We're not cleared for that.
See you.
Stop.
Next Thursday.
I'm going to beat you up.
We got to stop talking.
I know. Nobody's listening.
No, not at this point.
I really do apologize for this one. I'm sorry. Bye, everybody.
Go, Wesen.